Know this. Every time you build something, a fortress of wooden bricks for toy soldiers, a zoo for toy animals, a house for a doll out of books, a street for toy cars and carriages to perambulate along, every time you do this, somewhere it becomes real. A place for you to visit on the other side of your dreams. And each new building, each house, each castle, each road joins with the others until it becomes something immeasurably vast and wonderful. A magic city.
The Magic City by E. Nesbitt. Dramatized for radio by Peter Kerry. With David Jason as Mr. Noah, Jane Horrocks as Susan, and Pauline McClynn as the nurse. And introducing Jordan Calvert as Philip and Sarah Bisfam as Lucy.
It is the year 1910, in the days when some people had servants and cars were only just invented. The boy sitting at that big, long table is called Philip Haldane. He has been given what his nurse regards as a special treat. He is being allowed to write a letter to his sister.
Dear Helen, I hope you're enjoying your honeymoon. It seems ages since you first told me about everything.
Well now, what's this, my boy of boys?
I've been drawing some more of our island. Look.
Another summer house. Don't you think two's enough? After all, the island is ours, and ours alone.
It's not a summer house. It's a boathouse for our yacht, the Lightning Loose.
Oh, we're to have a yacht, are we?
You know we are. You named her.
So I did.
Helen, you are a noodle lately. I wonder that you remember anything sometimes.
Well, to be honest, I've had rather a lot on my mind. Philip, dear, there's something I think you ought to know.
You're not ill?
Whatever made you think that?
It's how people break bad news. There's something I think you ought to know.
No, I'm not ill.
Then are we terribly poor? Has some villain swindled you from the poor pittance mother and father left us to live on?
No. It isn't bad news at all. It's the most wonderful news ever. Philip, we're to have a new house, much, much bigger than this one. You're to have a new friend. A sort of sister. Much nearer to your age than I am.
I don't understand.
Philip, I'm to be married. Well, aren't you going to say anything?
No. And I really did feel that Mr. Graham would make a marvellous husband when I met him.
Ah, so you're the famous Philip. I hope we'll be the best of friends.
I just hadn't thought he'd be a marvellous husband for you. Which is why I probably wasn't at my best when you left for your honeymoon.
Philip, I really do have to leave now. The cab's here. Won't my boy of boys give me a hug before I leave? I don't want us to part like this. Philip?
And so then I was taken all the way to this big place, the Grange, where I met Lucy, my new sort of sister. And Lucy is...
I'm so glad you've come. We can play all sorts of things that you can't play when you're an only child. I'm an only child. Only rhymes with lonely, doesn't it?
I don't know.
Would you mind not walking quite so fast? Only we shan't be able to play anything if I'm out of breath.
I'm going to my room. I don't want to play with you, ever, all right? And we're both looked after by Lucy's nurse.
Master Philip, a word, if you please.
You startled me.
I'll do more than startle you, you little tyke. You want to make Miss Lucy cry on your first day here? Hmm? That's up to you. But I don't want to have to deal with it, see? I've enough on my plate.
I only said I didn't want to play. I didn't mean to make her cry.
Well, I'm sorry to surprise you so, but you did. So in future you will stay away from her. If I catch you anywhere near her or near her toys or any some such thing, I'll be down with a hickory stick. Is that clear?
So, now I'm to keep to myself. The servants are quite kind, but I'm not sure what they think of me. And yesterday, Lucy's aunt came, and I'm not sure what she thought of me either, because she's taken Lucy away with her to the country for 2 days. But I'm fine, really. I do hope you're enjoying your honeymoon. Maybe you've seen an island, like the one we made up together. The one where only you and I can go. Your loving brother, Philip.
And now this sad little boy puts down his pen. He will take the letter to the posting tray, and then continue with what has become for him a daily ritual. He will wander through the house, knowing he is not allowed to touch anything. He will visit the nursery, but will not touch the toys. And wonderful toys they are. Indeed, I am one of them. Because he has been forbidden them. He will wander in the grounds of the house, but not pick the flowers or the fruit. Then he will have a solitary meal in his bedroom. However, today is different.
Hello. What's this? A toy parrot. Must be one of Lucy's toys. Probably come from that big Noah's Ark she's got. I suppose I should return it to the nursery.
And yet, our Philip is badly in need of a friend. Even if it does amount to nothing more than a small wooden parrot.
Well, I don't know for certain it belongs to Lucy's Noah's Ark.
Although it does. How do I know? I know, because I'm a Mr. Noah, of course.
Perhaps I'll keep it in my pocket for now. If Lucy misses it when she returns, I can give it back.
And so poor Philip goes upon his unmerry way, little realizing that everything, everything is about to change.
Well, I think it's cruel leaving the poor kid on his own with nothing to do.
It isn't your business.
Maybe so, Cook. But I know what's right.
You leave it to the nurse, Susan. Besides, he's a disagreeable little brat when all's said and done. You heard he made little Miss Lucy cry.
Oh, Miss Lucy cries at the slightest thing. Comes of being an only child. Put her in a room with a few other sprogs and she soon stopped crying as much. Anyway, I expect you'd be disagreeable, left alone to be ignored in a great big house like this.
Cook, cook, thank heaven I found you here.
Why, what on earth happened?
And where else would a cook be besides the kitchen, I'd like to know?
I've had the most amazing news. Here.
Telegram, eh? Oh, coming to money.
Dear Miss Grace, stop. Blah, blah, blah. Stop. No, I don't believe it. They found your Declan.
The very same.
Who's Declan?
My wandering brother, supposedly lost and drowned at sea over 2 years ago. He's back from the dead.
And in Southampton, of all places.
I must go to him. I've instructed William to get the carriage out, and he's to take me to the railway station as soon as it's ready.
Now, just you hold your horses. Miss Lucy's away, I know, but what about the boy? Oh, no. Oh, no, you don't. I'm the cook, not the nanny.
Oh, please, cook. It's not every day your brother comes back from the dead.
Oh, well, go then. I'll be responsible for the boy, sulky little brat.
Can't you make this thing go any faster, William? The train's at 3.
Just let's get down the drive, Nurse Grey. Then you'll see what Bridie here can do.
Nurse! Oh, please, nurse!
What now? What do you want, boy? We haven't time to stop.
Nurse, may I take some toys to play with? It's so lonely here. I mayn't I, please?
Take anything you like, only mind the wheel, idiot child. If the carriage knocks you over, we'll have to stop and I shall miss my train.
Then I may take something to play with?
Yes, yes, now get out of the way. Come on, William, gee up.
Thank you.
And so we find Philip in the nursery. And all around him are blocks and bricks and wooden animals and toy soldiers and dolls and clockwork machines. And yet, simply to play with one and not the others just seems almost mean somehow. And also deep inside Philip is a desire to build.
I'll build a city. A great city that lies in the land close to our island.
And first, he starts with blocks and wooden bricks.
Helen and I have built cities before. There's never enough bricks. Mind you, Lucy has enough bricks for anything. So, this will be like no other. And when Helen comes back, I can show her.
So, Philip builds and builds. For the first time in a long while, he is nearly happy. And yet something is not quite right.
It looks just like a factory.
For to build with blocks alone is poor work when you have been used to building with all sorts of other things.
For our cities, Helen and I used to use all sorts. Dominoes and chessmen, cardboard boxes, and books. We always use lots of books. There must be something downstairs that will come in useful. And she did say take what you like. I'm only going to borrow a few things.
And so, by armfuls, he brings back to the nursery all sorts of wonders. Unimportant objects such as blotting pads, inkstands, and books. Always lots of books. China bowls, ornaments of all shapes and sizes. More and more of these marvellous objects are taken to the nursery.
Goodness!
A small bronze statue of an Egyptian god on a black and gold cabinet seems to be looking at him from across the room. And sure enough, soon that statue is at the center of a temple. One of many buildings growing all the time. Silver candlesticks serve admirably as pillars, dominoes as floor tiles.
Now for the animals.
From my ark, no less. Elephants flank entrances, and great birds of prey are perched on rooftops. A trip to the library brings back many books that make pillars and cloisters, with more animals decorating the place as exotic statues.
Time for your tea, Master Philip.
No, ain't it pretty?
Do you like it?
It's a work of art and no mistake. But won't you catch it, taking all them things?
The nurse did say I could. And it doesn't hurt things building with them. My sister and I always did it at home.
Well, it's as good as a museum show. It's just like them postcards my brother in India sent me. All them pillars and domes. What's that there, then?
By the archway, the guardhouse, for the soldiers to see who enters and leaves.
I don't know how you fare to think of such things. Honest, I don't.
Thank you.
And over the next few days, hardly a peep is heard from young Philip. The servants notice him coming from room to room with perhaps an armful of ornaments or indeed more books, but the only time they actually see him is when he takes his meals.
He's not half a bad child. That nurse frightened about his little wits. He's civil if you speak to him, civil.
He's quiet enough anyway.
You slip in and look what he's been building.
Already have. It's marvellous. China and pagodas ain't in it. Of course, it'll have to go before her Nibs returns.
Oh, let him have it to play with until tomorrow. We'll clear it away before the nurse comes back in the evening. With her caps and her collars and her stuck-up ways.
His supper's nearly ready. You better go and fetch him.
But...
Wicked child!
Ow!
Wicked, you naughty wicked boy!
You're hurting me!
What is the meaning of this mess?
I haven't broken anything. I'll put everything back.
You'll not touch any of it again. I'll see to that. I shall put everything away in the morning.
But you said I might take anything I liked.
A liar as well as a vandal, eh? Hold out your hand.
But...
Hold out your hand! There, I'll teach you to lie.
What's going on?
You mind your own.
I will not. I've come to take him for his supper.
He's not having any supper. And if you want to keep your position, you'll hold your tongue. I am senior here. Come on, you young master liar. You're going to bed.
Let go of me.
And why had the nurse come back early? Well, Declan, the missing brother, had brought back a wife from his travels, and the nurse and the wife had not liked each other, and so the nurse had left the house saying something about not staying where she wasn't wanted, and returned to the Grange very angry. And so our friend and deliverer, Philip, finds himself in bed, and once again he is alone and unhappy. And now he is drifting off to sleep.
What was that? Helen? Oh, I'm only here. Goodness, look at the moonlight. I wonder how my city looks in it. I should go and see it. It will be my last chance before she pours it all down. That nurse. Oh, and I did so want Helen to see it. Cool. It's marvellous. The domes and the palaces. And there, That looks like some great law court. And Noah looks like he's some sort of mayor or king, presiding over the whole place. It really is a magic city.
A magic city in the moonlight. And as everybody knows, moonlight is magical too.
What's happening? Why, is the room going all wonky? What are all the walls doing? Am I going to faint? It feels like I'm shrinking. What's happening? Ow! Where am I? Some sort of grassy plain. I suppose I must be dreaming. There's something up in the distance. Lights. Oh well, no point in staying here. Better head that way.
And so he walks across the plain towards the lights. He walks for what seems like miles and miles until he comes to...
a staircase. If there's a staircase, there's only one thing to do. Go up. I suppose it's better than Jack and the Beanstalk, because at least it's easier climbing stairs. At last! That must be the longest staircase ever. Just a little rest. I wonder where this place is. That archway looks familiar.
Halt! Who goes there? Destroyer or deliverer? Don't move! Did I say move? Don't you move. This spear's loaded and it works.
You might at least let me stand up.
You'd better come along and see the captain. Well, come on then. Don't be all night about it. Left, right, this way. Left, right, come on!
I'm coming as fast as I can.
Left, right. Officer approaching, on your feet! Now, what's all this, Sergeant? Small boy, sir! Found him at the top of the great staircase.
I see. Right, young man. Are you deliverer or destroyer?
Me? I'm sorry, I don't know what you mean.
How about that, gentlemen? He doesn't know what we mean.
Sergeant!
I don't.
Are you seriously telling me you're unaware of the prophecy?
What prophecy?
Who comes up the ladder stair? Beware. Beware. Steely eyes and scruffy hair, strife and grief and pain to bear, all come up the ladder stair.
No, I've never heard that. And maybe my hair is a bit scruffy, but I'd just been asleep. And my eyes are blue. I don't know about steely.
We call that the prophecy of the destroyer. And we know that one day he will come up that staircase and we must stop him.
Then why not just block off the staircase?
Because of the other prophecy.
What other prophecy?
There are hundreds of prophecies. The astrologers of our city must do something to earn their pay. This one goes, from down and down and very far down, the Savior shall come to take his own and shall deliver the magic town. Beware, take care, beware, prepare. The deliverer shall come by the ladder stair. We call that the prophecy of the deliverer. And as everyone else from here is forbidden to go on that staircase, you must be one or the other. Now, which are you?
Is someone at the door, sir?
Draw your weapons!
Hello?
Lucy?
Oh, just a small female, sir.
Come here, little girl. Who are you?
I came up with Philip.
No, you didn't.
I did! I was close behind you when you were climbing the staircase, and I hid when the sergeant came and... oh, I knew you'd be cross when you found out I came.
Don't blub, Lucy.
Scruffy hair, sir.
And steely eyes, too.
Have I? Gosh.
One purports to have come by the other.
And yet the other denies it. What's more, they both know each other.
I wish I didn't.
And I wish you wouldn't be so mean.
The sulky boy looks more like the destroyer to me.
Making the girl the deliverer. Wise choice, sir.
But then that could be a cunning ruse on the part of the girl. It's no good. This goes beyond my powers. We will take them to the Palace of Justice.
Attention! Form up to escort the prisoners!
Now look what you've done.
All hail his worship, the judge.
All hail the judge! All hail the judge!
This court is now in session.
He looks familiar too. Oh, it's all right for you to say so, is it?
Captain, I understand the prisoners were caught coming up the great staircase.
That is correct, sir.
Prisoners at the bar, you've been found guilty of trespass, and it is now my duty to pass sentence.
Philip, I'm scared. Are you scared?
No.
The sentence for trespass is death.
Oh, Lord.
If the judge does not like the prisoners, if he does not dislike them, the sentence is imprisonment for life.
Oh, no. Don't.
Or until the judge has time to think it over. Remove the prisoners.
I say, bad luck.
This way, please, miss.
Lucy, do stop being such a donkey. It's bad enough without you crying all the time.
Well, this is all a bit rum. I thought you said you were going to stop that.
That was before they marched us up 1,000 stairs and put us in the top of a tower.
At least you get a decent view from here.
That's good, because we're going to be seeing it every day for the rest of our lives.
They'd probably have let me off if you hadn't have come blundering in.
You know something, Philip? You're as hateful and disagreeable as my nurse said you were.
Look here, I don't like you and I shan't pretend I do. But I'll call it pax for now, if you like. We've got to escape from this place somehow, and we might as well try to help each other.
Seems pretty hopeless to me.
Yes, well, don't you worry about that. I'll take charge, and I'll look after you. I promise. So, is it pax?
All right.
I wonder if we can escape by the window. There aren't any bars. Hang on.
I don't think so. It's hundreds of feet down.
Oh! I thought there might be some ivy or something to climb down. But even if there were... Look! I'd better close the window, or it'll get freezing in here. Anyway, that's that. I still can't help wondering why this place looks familiar.
I can. I already know.
I mean, I've never been here before.
What? I realised when I looked out just now. Don't you see? It's your own city that we're in. Your own city that you built on the table in the nursery.
But how do you know about that?
My aunt brought me back this evening. They said you were in bed. But Susan told me you built something wonderful. So I sneaked down to see it in the moonlight. See? It's your city. See that great golden dome? That's one of the brass finger bowls. And that white building's my old model of Buckingham Palace, with the carved squirrel on the top. And the building we're in is the black Japanese cabinet.
Good heavens! I do believe you're right. And the magic's given these buildings inside. And people.
Some of them are toys. The Russian dolls and the soldiers, for instance. But others I don't recognise at all.
Ah! How do you do? I trust I haven't called at an inconvenient time.
You're the judge. You put us in here.
Alas, yes.
That's no judge. That's Mr. Noah from my Noah's Ark. I knew I recognised him.
Yeah, that is true, but I am also the high judge of this city. This is a little unofficial visit.
Come to gloat, I expect.
My dear boy, far from it. May I sit?
Please do.
Thank you. No, the reason I have come is to tell you that I don't think either of you is the destroyer.
Why not?
Well, the prophecy is translated from the ancients, and some say that rather than scruffy hair, as in who comes up the ladder stair, beware, beware, steely eyes and scruffy hair, you see? Well, it's possible that it may translate as who comes up the ladder stair, beware, beware, steely eyes and copper hair. See? Copper, as in red. Which describes neither of you.
Oh!
Of course, I was unable to argue that in the courtroom. I'm supposed to be impartial, you see. And people round here are so wooden-headed.
So do you think either of us is the deliverer?
Possible to say. The prophecies tell us that the deliverer must complete the 3 great tasks, and then he or she becomes king of the city. Or some such thing. Alas, it is not for you to know, because you will be spending the rest of your lives here.
What?
Sorry, there really isn't anything else I can do. Well, anyway, I must be going. I do hope to see you again. Ta-ta. Goodbye.
Well, I like that.
Lucy, do stop!
Well, how would you like it if one of your toys sentenced you to life imprisonment?
I shouldn't like it at all, obviously. However, seeing as it... Good grief!
What is it?
Look, where Mr. Noah was sitting.
A key. Do you think he dropped it by accident?
No, I don't. I think he left it here deliberately. I think he wants us to escape. Right, come on.
Which way? Down or up?
Down, of course. What on earth?
Boy, who goes there?
Quick, run.
Boy, where do you think you're going?
Oh, sorry.
Ta-da, the gun. Ta-da, the gun.
Great staircase, I suppose.
I can't do this for much longer.
Yes, you can. Look, there's the arch. Come on.
They're on horseback.
Over there.
Never mind that. We're at the great staircase. They'll never follow us there.
Philip!
Ah! Oh, I've been asleep. What a curious dream. Where am I? Oh, ow! Under the table. And it's morning. I've been here all night. Oh, ow. Oh, that really hurt. Oh, it's gone. My city's gone. Oh, the nurse must have taken it down while I was under the table.
Well, you found her. She ain't there. She ain't nowhere to be found.
What's going on?
She's got to be somewhere. Little girls don't just vanish.
Well, this one has. And the boy ain't in his room neither.
Perhaps they went somewhere together.
At this time of morning? Oh, I heard about kidnappers and such like, but I never expected it here.
Why not? The master's a wealthy man. What are we going to do?
Someone will have to telegram him, won't they? The nurse, she's senior.
No, she's gone.
Gone.
Left a note saying as how she can't stand this here. She's resigning and catching a train to London.
Then you're senior. You'll have to telegram the master.
Oh no! Lucy's disappeared! Which means she's left behind there, in the magic city, and it's gone. I promised Lucy I'd look after her.
After everything that's happened, Helen getting married, a cold and lonely new home where no one likes him and he likes no one.
Now what am I going to do?
Brief moment of happiness followed by nurses, lies and hickory sticks. After all that, well, this is the last straw.
I wish Helen were here. Why did she have to go? Now, don't blub, Philip. That's what Lucy does. Where's your hanky? What's that? The wooden parrot. How did you get into my nightshirt pocket?
I flew, didn't I? Just drop me, why don't you?
I'm sorry. You can talk.
Don't just stand there. Pick me up.
Okay.
What you got to understand is that in this world I am what's name? Inanimate. Which means I can't move, right?
So how can you talk?
Your tears from your handkerchief. What I was wrapped in. Tears is magic, see?
So do you know where Lucy is?
Of course, she's in the city.
But she can't be. The city's gone. Look, the nurse put it away.
Gone from here? But once you built it, it sort of existed elsewhere, see? You've got to get back there.
But how?
You must build something. Anything. Look, see them books, right?
Yes.
Stack them up with two as walls and one on top as a roof. It's a bit crude, but it'll do. Go on, get them then.
All right. You think this'll work?
Of course.
Oh, The Last Days of Pompeii. I should read that.
You're too young.
Oh, monsters and mysterious beasts. And this one's about Julius Caesar.
You stacking them or reading them?
There. Nothing's happening.
No. Wonder why that is. I know. It needs a building's name. It needs to know what it is. Think of a name for it.
How about... Arcadia Parrot.
Like it. But be a bit more grand about it.
Here goes. I name this building Arcadia Parrot. Nothing's happening.
Whoa! Ow!
Up you get then. We ain't got all night.
You're full size, and you can fly.
Yeah, yeah, told you. That's the wasp's name, Magic. Shake a leg. You've got somewhere to be.
I recognise this place, but it isn't anything I've built recently.
I'll just perch on your shoulder, shall I?
And that looks a bit like Stonehenge.
Yeah, this is where it's all going to happen.
Parrot, what is this place?
Now that is not made of stone. It is, in fact, made out of wooden blocks. It's the first thing that you ever built, and that geezer having a snooze against one of the blocks is...
Mr. Perrin! He was the handyman when I was little.
He made you the blocks. See, he visits here on the other side of his dreams. So does Helen, on the other side of her dreams. See, at night time, when you're as sound asleep can be. Well, that's when you come out of the other side of your dreams. And where you come to, that's real. All the people what you ever loved come here. Good, innit?
What about Lucy? I don't love her. I don't even like her.
Oh, different way in. She come downstairs last night and saw the city in the moonlight. She noticed a bit what that nurse had knocked down. So she put it back up. So she built some of it, hadn't she? So the moonlight was magic and, hey presto, there she was, right behind you on the great staircase.
Goodness! So, is everyone here dreaming, or like Lucy?
No, some of them are toys come to life, like me and Mr. Noah, and some come out of the books you turn into buildings.
Really?
Yeah, all you have to do is open one of the book covers and out they come from the pictures on the pages.
So what's important about this place? And why don't I like the sound of that?
Well, you wouldn't. It's a dragon.
What on earth?
Oh, look, here's the boss.
Hail, Deliverer.
Mr. Noah?
All hail, Deliverer.
All hail, Deliverer.
Are they talking to me?
They ain't talking to me, are they?
Hello, dear boy. What do you think of my elephant? It's one of a pair.
It's lovely. Mr. Noah, why are you calling me Deliverer? Only a while back you had imprisoned me for life.
Ah, well, certain things have changed since then.
What?
Well, we found another prophecy. Rather timely, actually. Apparently, if you are able to escape from our prison tower, you are entitled to attempt the three great tasks, which enable you to become Deliverer. If you succeed, you become King of the City.
Hooray! I see. What are the three great tasks?
Well, the first is to slay the dragon. Is someone putting up the tent for the night to don his armor?
Yes.
Oh.
Would you rise to this challenge, Sir Philip?
You're a knight now, by the way.
Oh. Well.
I claim to be the deliverer, too.
Who's that?
No one knows. Come up the great staircase and escape from jail, just like you done. She always wears that big hat and veil, so you can never see her face or the colour of her hair.
Silence, trespasser!
I'm no more trespasser than he is, and I can do anything he can, especially kill the dragon.
I don't want to kill the...
You should have spoken earlier. At present, Sir Philip occupies the position of candidate to the post of deliverer. There is no other position except that of... a destroyer.
But suppose the boy doesn't do it. I can attempt it then, can't I?
Mr. Noah, I really don't mind if...
Yes, you can become pretender-in-chief to the post.
Call me pretenderette. It's more feminine.
Not very well. Sir Philip, it is time for you to don your armour.
But...
One moment.
Oh, what is it now, woman?
It seemed to me we were missing something from this dragon-fighting competition. So, I took the liberty of redressing the balance. Take a look out to that rock out there.
Good heavens, woman. Is that a princess tied to that rock?
Of course. Surely a deliverer must rescue a princess from a dragon. I thought it would make the whole thing a little more interesting.
Yes, but surely you realise this is not a game. It's a real dragon.
No.
Parrot.
I
wonder where she's got the princess from.
That's not a princess.
Help! Help!
That's Lucy!
Oh, Gordon Bennett!
Now, I do not believe you meant to do that.
I can't put this armour on. This is ridiculous. I can't slay a dragon. Oh, Parrot, this is hopeless.
Certainly looks like it.
Ah, Sir Philip, ready for some dragon slaying?
Well, actually...
Splendid, splendid. I'm told the dragon is not quite in sight yet, although the princess may be able to see him from the rock which he is chained to.
About this dragon...
Oh, yes, a fearsome beast. Do you have any idea how many knights have been eaten by him in the past?
How many?
I don't know, that's why I was asking you. However, we can be certain that at least one brave soul managed to do some damage. The beast still has a spear sticking out of its side, a remnant of some battle. Although what happened to the poor fellow who put it there, no one could say.
Yes, that reminds me. About the sword...
Ah, the signal! The dragon approaches. Come, Sir Philip.
But...
No, no time for that. All that either. Quite a turnout you've got for your daring deed, Sir Philip. Sounds as though he's awfully close. Wonder when we'll see him.
Help! Help!
Oh, and the princess is in fine voice, too.
Yes, but don't you see I really need some weapons or something?
Aye, aye. Look who's coming over.
Good luck, Sir Knight. You're going to need it.
I think it's coming.
Oh.
It's monstrous. And see, the spear sticking out of its side. Oh, no wonder he's angry.
Funny-shaped spear?
He's getting closer to the princess.
Help! Help!
Sir Philip, you must act.
I'm going to. Mr. Noah, I need a rope.
There's some over there by the tent.
Come on, Parrot!
What's going on? Get away from me, you vile thing! Get away!
Ah! Hey, you, dragon! Over here!
Philip?
Yes, that's it! Over here! Come on! Call yourself a dragon! I've seen frogs more fiery than you!
Fabulous! That was close! Singe me feathers!
Distract it while I try and unsheathe that spear!
Distract it?
And fly around its head or something.
Oh, give me the easy job, why don't you? There better be a flipping big cuttlefish in this for me. Come on, you brute! Ah, you nearly bit me! Are you going to throw that rope or what?
Here goes. One, two, three.
You missed!
Sorry. One, two, three.
You missed! Again! Miss this time and I'll roast Parrot!
One, two, three. Yes! Now pull! Pull!
What on earth has he pulled the spear out for?
He's running away from the beast. Ha! So much for a brave knight.
It's not the way I thought the deliverer would behave, but then...
Then perhaps he is not the deliverer after all.
Are you saying Sir Philip is the destroyer of our city?
It won't make any difference either way when the dragon catches him, which it's just about to do.
Run, Philip, run! It's nearly on you!
As fast as I can!
It's no good! It's gonna catch us! Hey! What's it doing?
Slowing!
Is it ill or something?
Not exactly ill. We can stop now. It's just run out of clockwork.
Clockwork?
As soon as I saw it, I recognised it. It's my old clockwork lizard. The spear sticking out of its side wasn't a spear at all. That was its wind-up key.
Aye, aye. Here they come.
You were pretty brave out there, you know.
Oh, anyone else would have done the same.
Philip?
Hmm?
Thanks for coming back for me.
No, oh, you know. Look... I am sorry I left you behind. I thought you were following me down the stairs.
I was, but before I could get to the staircase, I was grabbed from behind by that lady in the veil. Next thing I knew, she chained me to that rock. And she was saying all sorts of nasty things about you, Philip. She really doesn't like you.
She ought to join the queue, then.
Whatever do you mean?
Well, Helen can't have liked me very much, or she'd never have run off and married your father. And your father won't like me, because I had such a row with Helen after the wedding. And the nurse. Well, she obviously doesn't like me. And you, of course.
I will like you, Philip. But you have to like me back.
Yes, well, that's easy to say.
How goes the tea?
These donuts are brilliant.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. Have another, Princess.
Thanks.
Anyway, my lord, we must discuss your next task. This will involve some travel.
Mr. Noah, you just called me my lord.
Yes, indeed I did. You have completed your first task. With each task, you become closer to being king.
So how did I get to be a princess so quickly?
Well, that's obvious. You were rescued from a dragon. To be rescued from a dragon, you must, of course, be a princess.
I see. Mr. Noah, you were telling me what my next task is.
Oh, yes, yes. You are to travel across the great desert to the castle of the islanders and rescue them from the fear.
Ooh, fear of what?
Well, you'll discover that when you get there. My people are loading up a camel for you as we speak.
It's not the fear of the Pretenderette, is it? There's something nasty about her.
No, no, that is not part of the prophecy. Although you would do well to be wary of her, she disappeared just as soon as you were about to defeat the dragon and... Well, there are rumours.
What rumours?
Oh, some say she started opening books. Books that were never opened before, and out of them come strange creatures. Anyway, if you will excuse me, I must see to your camel. I shall call when it's ready.
I wonder what the fear is. If it's able to put the wind up a whole load of islanders, and if it's worse than a dragon, well, it must be pretty scary.
Know this. This morning, Philip Haldane was a lonely child who believed no one wanted him. Now he is on a quest to become a warrior king, a hero. Next, he must face and defeat an unknown fear. What is this fear? Can he do it? Can it be defeated? Ultimately, is Philip Haldane to be the deliverer of the Magic City?
In The Magic City by E. Nesbitt, dramatised for radio by Peter Carey, Mr. Noah was played by David Jason, Philip, Jordan Calvert, the parrot, Jane Horrocks, the nurse, Pauline McClynn, Lucy, Sarah Bisfam, Helen, Kate Isett, Mr. Graham, Michael Fenton Stevens, the cook, Donna Kroll, the captain of the guard, Harry Myers, and a soldier, Tom Raphael Eves. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The music was by Rick Jukes, and the play was directed by Chris Wallace. The Magic City is a Watershed production for BBC Radio 4.